Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on a sunny North Michigan Avenue. And joining me here in studio is Marie Newman. She's a Democratic candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. That's the southwest side and southwest suburbs. And she is the challenger in the seat that is currently held by Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski. Ms. Newman, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
I spoke with Dan Yobis, the Democratic candidate for governor, about this, about the Democratic Party kind of being at, I think, a tipping point in some respects. And in some respects, I see your candidacy, obviously never easy going after an incumbent.
Right.
But your candidacy kind of emblematic of that. Tell me about why you decided to get in. Where's your support coming from?
So the easiest way to describe this is that I got in because of need and want. So I looked at the district and realized how unhappy the residents of the district were. I've been watching Lipinski's votes for the entire time he's been in Congress, which is 14 years, and he always votes against the district, whether it is against immigration rights, against DACA, against working families, against expanding the middle class, and saying that he's working on infrastructure and absolutely no evidence that he is, and on and on and on. And he's on an absolute mission to take away women's rights of all sorts and LGBTQ rights. So with that, as I watched that unfold and talked around the district frequently, it's what's happening in the Democratic Party. We're speaking up. We're saying we're not going to put up with this anymore. This guy who is should be in the Republican Party needs to go to the Republican Party, and we need to have a progressive voice in place that will fight for working families and expand the middle class and get us health care for all and protect everybody's rights.
Has the district changed? I mean, you know, the yeah. Lipinski name has been in that district. Dan's father was obviously there a long time. But it was, I mean, in some respects, it was a socially conservative district.
You know, I think that's right 20 years ago. And with all due respect, it changed about right around 14, 16 years ago. It started to change dramatically. So we are a district that was taken by 8 points by Bernie in the primary, solidly progressive, and Hillary took it by 15 in the general. So that tells us it's true blue Democratic, no two ways about it. 33% union households, that's gone up about 6 or 7% in the last decade. It's 30% Latino Americans, about 9.5% Arab and Muslim Americans, and then the rest of it is this gorgeous mosaic of everything, right? So it has gotten slightly younger in demographic, too. So all of that combined has changed the district dramatically, certainly in the last 14 years, but probably started to change before that. So it might even have a few conservative pockets left. And I think that we're all smart voters in the 3rd District, and it's not just about one issue. It's not just about rights or one thing. It's about that we have a congressman who has done literally nothing. Literally. He has gotten one bill passed out of committee to name a post office.
How much of this is also a challenge to Democratic establishment?
Dramatically, I would say. So between Bill Lipinski and Dan Lipinski, we have had 36 years of the Lipinski monarchy. By the way, everyone in the district calls it that. And then the Chicago machine has supported the monarchy. And everyone is completely fed up with it. So it's time and place, right, is that it's the right time to get this done. And now we have an opportunity because we are so in alignment. I've had 135 meet and greets throughout the district in the last 13 months, met with 5,000 people. We have a strong media program. We have strong following. And I have over 1,000 volunteers. So this is the right time to break up the machine on the southwest side and get it done. If we can take Lipinski out, then that helps break up that machine quite a bit.
Well, has the party kind of calcified in some respects and maybe aged out?
I think there is a bit of that. I think that's a good insight that there's some aging out, but there's also some people will not put up with not working hard. Dan Lipinski has not worked hard, and the machine honestly isn't working that hard anymore. It's not working for the people, at least. So how about if we get the guy out that doesn't do anything, and then how about if we start breaking up the machine that impedes progress, frequently impedes progress?
You ostensibly would go in, if you were to win, in the minority party.
Possibly.
Understood.
Yeah.
As it stands now, if you look, just
right.
What can a minority freshman member of Congress do?
Work really hard. Let's be honest. You don't get the royal treatment when you're a freshman. Let's be really honest about that. I would fight hard to get health care for all passed, and that means I would be a worker bee. I would just be a workhorse that worked on all the process and the details, because I'm a former management consultant and small business person, so I'm really good at that. I have a background in health care, so I'd work hard on health care for all. I would also work hard on working families' rights. I am very determined to get $15 an hour through with expanding universal child care, as well as getting paid leave and benefits done.
We're speaking with Marie Newman, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Allstate Showcase studio by Marie Newman, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. That's the southwest side, southwest suburbs, and she is challenging Congressman Dan Lipinski in the March 20th primary. And Marie, I'm wondering, why hasn't anybody challenged Dan Lipinski before?
I get asked that a lot, and it's really simple. So for the last 14 years, in a district that's filled with working families, with small businesses and on jobs, in our district, more folks have two jobs than one job. Everybody's incredibly busy taking care of kids, families, relatives, neighbors. Nobody has time to shut down a business or not have a job for a year. That's just as simple. So he just skates through because nobody has time to take on. This is a huge boulder. Not only am I fighting the machine all day long every day, I'm pushing the boulder up the hill against the Lipinski monarchy. So taking this fight on is not an easy thing. And I was lucky enough that my husband said, yeah, I will take care of everything else in our world, including kids and everything else. You go do this because I think you can win. So it's been a case where in the district, I think they just haven't had someone that had the capacity to do it.
Tell me about your background.
Sure.
And what makes you qualified for
right.
this.
So I started out in the marketing and advertising business, and I worked my way up to partner, was in executive management in a couple of smaller firms, started my own firm about 13 years ago. During that time, we had some right turns and left turns as a family. As a result of my son being bullied, I started at a national nonprofit, wrote a book, was a national advocate for bullying. From there, I worked on cancer clinical trials. I've also been the spokesperson for Moms Demand Action Illinois and worked on legislative policy at the national, local, and municipal level. Also have been an advocate for Lurie Children's Hospital. So really, I have a very blended background. I have a nonprofit background. I've run a national nonprofit program, business background, and I've lived in the district. I was born in Beverly, grew up in Palos, and I now live in Grange. So I know the district very well, and my personal experiences allow me to understand how we can practically and pragmatically develop legislation that actually works and gets results.
I would think a business background, a small business background, would be somewhat helpful to anybody running in politics, regardless mm-hmm. of party, just because of the crucial aspect that small
right.
businesses play in the economy.
Right. It's interesting. In my district alone, 80% of the small businesses are small businesses under $1.5 million in net revenue run by working families. So small business is actually very appropriate in the leadership of this district because I really understand it. So you need to understand process, people, talent, organization, product, service, and marketing. And I've done all of that. So it is really important.
Agendas.
Mm-hmm.
What are your priorities?
My priorities are to get health care for all. I'm a fan of Medicare for all, although I think on the process side, we can do a lot better rolling this out. While I was a fan of Obamacare and it did a lot of great things, there were some process issues that were dramatic that could have been avoided. So with that,
there's small business issues.
Yeah, exactly. Small business is one of them. And looking at the economy relative to the people that are receiving it. So I want to get Medicare for all through, help get it through, want to get $15 members through, want to get a Clean DACA Act through, universal child care, and then bringing jobs to the district. One of my biggest efforts, and I've been working with community leaders already on this, is to take the Midway area and build a training and retraining center that would take all of these folks that have lost their jobs through automation or overseas issues, and would retrain them in middle skills jobs. The last thing I would say is that right now we have a million construction jobs that are not filled right now, and it's because we don't have enough skilled labor in terms of electricians and carpenters and plumbers and construction management folks. So in that training center, I envision to go into the area in the Midway area. I would say that that is a perfect area to bring all of that talent back that we already have in the district and get them moving and building job systems.
And how do we do that, though? How do we bring that center there?
Yeah.
Where is the funding? Who runs it?
What? Well, I think, if I'm being very honest, that is one of the things that I'm going to do in every program is bring state, county, and federal together, convene meetings. Mr. Lipinski has never convened a meeting against those three levels of government. We have to start all working together, get the funding through, and then develop this program, because it will pay back. It will pay back in many ways, because then there will be taxes back into the system, whether it is a business or individual taxes. So it will pay itself back, but we do have to get those three groups together to make it happen.
How much of the dysfunction of Illinois government affects that third district and the people there, and just the frustrations with how Illinois doesn't seem to be able to move forward?
So every meeting I have, and I've met with 5,000 people, every single meeting they're sick of the machine and they're sick of the state shenanigans. So let's take the people out that are responsible for that. Let's get rid of the Lipinski machine and let's ask Speaker Madigan to move along.
You think it's time for him to go?
I do.
Because of his ties with Lipinski, or just
because, and he may have done great things in his career, earlier in his career. Right now, he is supporting, they call it the incumbent protection program, that protects and keeps Lipinski in place when he knows he's a very weak leader. And he sends people out in droves to protect this guy when he does nothing and he's not effective. So that's egregious to me.
How familiar are you with the members of the delegation?
Obviously, I'm very, very familiar with Congresswoman Schakowsky and Congressman Gutierrez. They both have endorsed me.
And like Sherry Bustos?
I've met with Sherry, sure. Yeah. I've met with all, I basically met with all of them, but two members are endorsing me.
And is this a delegation that you can work with? Because, even though we're seeing these strains, but there's things like on infrastructure, those kinds of things, that's normally a united delegation block on those things.
We are. I mean, Lipinski has turned his back on the delegation literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. So the delegation, while only two of them are endorsing me, I can't imagine the rest of them won't be happy if Mr. Lipinski moves along.
Well, that's Marie Newman. She's Democratic candidate for Congress. Marie, if people want to learn more about your campaign,
they should go to marienewmanforcongress.com or come and stop by at 5444 South Archer. marienewmanforcongress.com. Thank you so much.
Marie, thank you.